When I say your tax dollars at work, what do you think of? A transportation project, maybe health care, programs for the needy? Or how about abortions? Turns out the New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is indeed living up to his promise to make New Jersey an abortion destination state. Here to explore the details of this use of your tax dollars is the Executive Director of the New Jersey Right to Life organization, Marie Tasey. Thanks for being here today, Marie.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
NJRTL.org is the website. Learn more about the work of New Jersey Right to Life. And we, of course, have that link up at our homepage. Just for the listener, let me just run down the overview real fast. New Jersey's making available $15 million in zero-interest loans and grants to, well, they call them healthcare facilities, but we know it's centers that provide abortions for the stated purpose, facility improvements and increased security. The facilities that demonstrate they face high security risks, they can go for a $100,000 grant from the first pool of $5 million. They can hire security personnel, preparedness training, things like that to be eligible for the no-interest financing. Facilities have to provide a full spectrum of reproductive health services. That includes basic infertility services, family planning, counseling, birth control, pregnancy testing, as well as, of course, abortion services. So it sounds like superficially they're making it sound like these centers are under this extreme threat from any pro-life believers, where in fact more recently we've seen the tide turning, because be honest, there had been in the past violence against abortion centers, but now it seems like the pro-life centers have fallen into target. I don't see states offering any financial assistance for those organizations.
That's absolutely true. In fact, there's been over 200 incidents of violence against pro-life pregnancy centers around the nation and also pro-life organizations. Governor Murphy has an indecent obsession with abortion. He has engaged in shameful, underhanded tactics and closed door meetings to make New Jersey one of the most radically extreme states that embraces abortions up to the moment of birth. Since he's been elected, he has awarded Planned Parenthood, his biggest political supporter, $114 million. Let that sink in. $114 million of our tax dollars without voter approval. This includes $55 million in this year's budget, a portion of which will pay to upgrade the abortion business facilities and provide funding for security at their centers. It's just incredible the amount of activity that he has engaged in since he's been elected. He's bent on making New Jersey one of the most radically abortion states in the nation. It's really shameful. And I wonder how many people really understand and are paying attention. He also just recently, through regulation, mandated abortion in all New Jersey health insurance plans, which means that everyone now that has a major health insurance carrier in New Jersey will be funding abortions. He has, through regulation, did away with the Board of Medical Examiners regulations that required that only physicians could perform abortions, and is now allowing non-physicians to perform abortions in the state of New Jersey. Certainly, these are not measures that are going to enhance women's health. He is doing the bidding of Planned Parenthood and the abortion lobby. Through his attorney general, they have launched a reproductive rights strike force where they are actually targeting crisis pregnancy centers. There is no basis for this whatsoever. They're also threatening the First Amendment rights of individuals who peacefully protest outside abortion clinics. And through his attorney general, he also has allocated a $5 million grant to Rutgers University to train more abortion providers.
The result of this becoming where abortions have dropped nationally 6% in New Jersey, they've increased by 7%.
Yes, it's just really shameful. And again, you know, you see these polls, and of course, I don't really put a whole lot of stock in some of these polls because of you know, the sources, who these people are, and we really don't know who they're polling and what the questions are. But apparently they just came out with a poll the other day that showed that Governor Murphy had a 53% approval rating. And that's just beyond. I don't people care where their tax dollars are going? Don't they care that he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax dollars to hurt women and to kill more babies? This is an individual who clearly does not respect life. He's responsible for the deaths of over 10,000 people in the nursing homes during the COVID, epidemic. He obviously has issues with many of the female staffers on his, that worked for him. He's not a champion of women by any stretch of the imagination.
You mentioned Planned Parenthood and money before. I went to look up some of the financials regarding Planned Parenthood from Planned Parenthood financial reports that they have to do every year since they receive state and federal money. Most recent report, total income, $1.6 billion. Total assets, $2 billion. Private contributions down 14%, but still $510 million. However, taxpayer funding up 27% since 2010, $618 million. That equals about $1.7 million a day, by the way. And if you look at the bottom line, Planned Parenthood in their last report is sitting on a profit of $110 million. So why is this now currently $15 million have to be spent?
Yeah, well, because he wants to reward his friends, that's why. These, again, are his biggest political supporters. And, the people of New Jersey, are obviously not aware, and they need to be aware of where their tax dollars are going and being spent. And, again, he's doing all this through much of it through regulation. He's not going through the legislature. This is not being done the proper way. It's all done through, backroom deals and regulation and, people that he appoints and directs to do these things. And it's mind-boggling. It really is.
Tony Marie Tasey, who's the executive director of New Jersey Right to Life, njrtl.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Again, turning to Planned Parenthood's annual report. In the most recent report, 2020 to 2021, 383,400 abortions. How many adoption referrals? 1,940. They don't believe in options much, do they?
No, unfortunately, they don't. And now, again, they're going after the very people and individuals who, provide compassionate, care. And they do this, obviously, with private money. They don't, ask the state or the federal government to fund them. The crisis pregnancy centers, and they've saved so many lives, millions of lives over the years. And because they have saved lives and obviously are affecting the bottom line of the abortion clinics, they are now convincing the attorney general and the governor, who they obviously have a cozy relationship with, to go after the very people who are able to save lives.
Now, there are options in New Jersey, and certainly one of the biggest has been the Safe Haven program with the Safe Haven hotline, which is 877-839-2339, 877-839-2339. I'll say at the end of the segment, too, in case I just sprung that on your ears just now. But talk about what the Safe Haven program and the Safe Haven hotline is all about.
So the Safe Haven law was put into place to save babies who would otherwise be thrown in garbage cans, left out to die in, the cold. We had some terrible situations in the past with prom moms flushing the baby down the toilet. So this was meant to obviously try to save as many babies as possible. It was a law that I'm proud to have been part of crafting. And Senator Bucco in Morris County was his prime sponsor. It says that any parent or someone designated by a parent can deliver safely a newborn infant 30 days old or younger to any hospital, police station, and they expanded the law to now say any fire station or rescue squad that's open 24 hours with no questions asked, as long as the child is delivered unharmed. The parent can come back to reclaim the child after 21 days. If they do not, the child is placed immediately, you know, in the care of foster care with the intent to have the child adopted as soon as possible. And currently, the law has saved over 80 babies. And just recently, two babies were surrendered through Safe Haven law. So we're always happy to hear that, you know, a baby has been safely placed, you know, and is now enjoying life. And so this is a law that is in effect in New Jersey. And we do, you know, encourage others to find out more about it and to spread the word about it.
And you can do that at 1-877-839-2339, 877-839-2339. For you listening, it's kind of odd to be expected to believe that if you are pro-life, you're part of the war on women. When, think about this, if you are supporting abortion, doesn't that make you a part of the war on unborn women? That's how I would think of it logically, at least. But nevertheless, you see trends versus polls are going in opposite directions. The polls say that support for abortion is increasing. Depends how the question is asked, how the mechanics of the poll fall. But if you look at the numbers of abortions per year, I mentioned 383,400. That is a decline year to year, and the decline has been, at least at a consistent basis. Now, what's going to change after the Supreme Court did what they did with Roe? That's probably going to be a state-by-state situation, but here in New Jersey, we seem to have a governor who wants to use your tax dollars to facilitate changing that trend in the number of abortions. I mentioned that stat before, too, with the nation going down 6%. New Jersey has seen an increase of 7%. That's why the work of New Jersey Right to Life is more important now than ever before. NJRTL.org is their website. Learn more about this issue and their work. We've been talking with their executive director, Marie Tasey. Marie, thanks for the work that you do for the soon-to-be-living, as I like to say, versus the unborn. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris. Take care.